It's just to reach across the aisle, find somebody you don't know. Come on. Maybe you haven't greeted them this morning. Just tell them, welcome to the house of God. Welcome to Apostolic Temple, all those that are here, Sunday School Department, guests from other churches, the Rock Church, welcome to Apostolic Temple, other churches. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Williams, a great man of God. Some of our folks are in, I believe it's Little Rock. The other rock, praise God. And amen, that's all right. Thank you, Brother John. Hallelujah. It's what it's all about, going to the house of God no matter where we are. There's a special young man from over in Sissamippi. Hallelujah. I tease Bishop about that all the time. I say, Mississippi, what's that? And we have a good time talking and cutting up. But my. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. I pray you can feel what I feel this morning. Hallelujah. God's power. God's power. Hallelujah. The dunamis. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want to say once again to the church body, God love you. God bless you this morning. Amen. Come into the house of God in this nice warm weather. Hallelujah. Free air condition. Just thank you. Thank the Lord for that. You don't have to pay for anything. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 5, verse 20. I pray the Lord would help me this morning to give according to what I have felt and just move forward. Daniel chapter 5 and verse 20. If you have it, say amen. If you don't, you might could look on the screen. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind was hardened in pride, he was disposed from his highly king throne or his king throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast. whose dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with dew, the dew of the kingdom, or kingdom of dew of heaven, excuse me, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whosoever he will. Going back to that last phrase, he knew till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whosoever he will. Amen. I would like for us just to go to the Lord in prayer, if you will. Let's bind together and just ask God to help us. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the ability to understand your word. I pray in the feebleness of this body, this humanity, that the lips of clay would be anointed by the Holy Ghost. Next to a little time, let us join together in communion today, God, with you, that we may understand there's nothing separating us from you. But allow us to walk in the Holy Ghost and give the utterance of the Spirit today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you all the glory and the praise. Can the body say amen? God bless you this morning. You may be seated. Amen. The beginning of this little text, or this scripture that I have read in your hearing, we know what happened and what is going on here. There's a promise that God had given. I want to talk to us about the boast of Nebuchadnezzar, the king, and the way that the power of the Lord had no control at one point over him. But I believe with all my heart this morning that God, in a slowing down mode from last week, that God desires for the human body, the human bitty. Where'd that come from? Someone told me I was too cold outside and I was going to preach like Brother Phillips, so I guess it's prophecy. But the human body is part of, Sister McLean was telling me just yesterday, you're talking to us, the kids, that the brain and the mind burns 20% of the calorie. But I believe that we have to look at the Word of God today and not to get out of context, but to understand that God can control everybody. Well, I'm gonna say that one more time and back up. Let me go back up, start over. God is in control of everything. Amen. Hallelujah. I said God is in control of everything. The story here we look at, and you go back into Daniel and begin to read about Nebuchadnezzar and the situation. He was filled with selfish pride of his life. He felt that the authority of man was greater, or the greatest power of all the world. How the Lord changed him, the story tells us. There come a time in his life that God give this stubborn, self-righteous individual the heart of a beast. He broke this man. There, you can read the story. I'm not going to go into too much detail today. But I believe that God has sent me here this morning to just talk about God's power to change mankind. God's power to change mankind. We are living in an era of time in 2023 that the world has the same spirit as Sodom and Gomorrah. It has the same spirit as this Nebuchadnezzar, the king of that era. And we know that God has the ability to change, to break, to transform. Hallelujah. He don't desire to break us. He desires for us to willingly come to him and to learn and to understand that there is a process. But he desires that. He wants that. He needs that. Well, hallelujah. I'm going to preach this morning. You can sit there and have a good nap while I'm preaching, but I promise you, there's enough Holy Ghost in this place right now that you can understand you've got to believe in God. Professional Christianity is not going to take you to heaven. Oh, my, 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 my. Here I go. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost again this morning. Come on down, God. I believe that there's a place that we got to go back and look at what went on. There come a time in a man's life that he became because of authority and position that he said, I can do anything that I want to do. I can be what I want to be. I can have control. Position and power is more important than the power of God. Well, hallelujah. We live in an era right now, church and body, that the world thinks that there's more importance in the political world than it is in the house of God. We're living in a world that's caught up with the same spirit as Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm going to be humorous. Is that all right? A few days ago on Sunday night, I said, how many of you want to give up a little social media? You want to give up internet and all these things that we don't need other than for work? I was humorously laughing on Tuesday because someone had said on Monday morning I was going to do it. I'd already talked to God about it after prayer. And I went into work, and guess what I did? I opened up my social media and began to just talk to people and look at everything. We are so caught up. I told the young men this morning in class, 20-something years ago, I remember the cell phone when it came out. I was working in the shipping industry, and we had a big bag. Weighed about 25 pounds. And the big antenna. And we used that thing about 3 or 4 times, and we was hot shots. I'm going to tell you something. You take the phone away from somebody today, and they're cold shots. Praise God. Boy, it's quiet in here this morning. But there's one thing that we can really realize, that God is in control and he has power to change us. But it's up to the church to really say, you know what? I don't need the things of this world. I've got to start going back because I don't want to be as Nebuchadnezzar. I don't want to be put out in a field and take on the spirit of a beast or an animal and be fed like an animal. And he had to crawl around in that place. Hear me today. God does not want that. He's not slack, as I preached on Sunday night. He wants us to desire him. And there is a power in the body today. God has power to change, to mold, to make, to develop. But we've got to be willing. Well, hallelujah. I'm coming. I promise. I brought the dump truck today. Amen. I studied all day yesterday in the Holy Ghost. I pray I can deliver this the way I feel it in my spirit and the way I typed it out in my little notes. We got to talk about some things this morning. We as a people need to realize that we are in the potter's hand. We are in the hand of Jesus Christ. We are under the subjection of the Spirit, and we must do according to the bidding of the Holy Ghost. I don't want to mess up today and get out of line. And I told myself that over and over this morning, sitting right there in that chair about 4:35. I was sitting there praying, and the Holy Ghost began to talk to me about moving outside the box and start moving into the spirit realm and walking in that spirit and flowing in that spirit. You don't have to be subject to the angry of God or the anger of God. You've got to be in subjection to the spirit and walk in that place where you hear the voice of God, when he shakes you in the morning, when he moves you in the morning. I'm ready, God. I don't want to have the spirit of some self-righteous king. The potter's field. We as a people need to realize that we're in his hands. I said, I'm in his hands. You got a choice this morning. I'm talking to you about the power to change your mind, to remold you, to make you. But he has to put us through certain trials to soften us. Let me give you some points. Long suffering with the clay in his hands. Number two, it will remold to fit the hour of need. Somebody says, why am I going through this, Brother McClain? Why are you asking why? He said, in everything, give him praise. There comes a time when he's got to apply a little bit more water. There comes a time, as Brother Elder talked to us about, there comes a time for the breaking and the crushing and the remolding. He will do all he can to save us. There comes a time that he's got to put you back on the shelf, and he's got to let you harden up a little bit. He's got to let some things remolded in your life and put you in a position. But hear me this morning. I'm preaching to everybody, to myself. There's sometimes I don't understand what's going on. There's sometimes that I don't really can't figure it all out. But the flesh wants to get frustrated. The flesh wants to have questions. And we're sitting there saying, God, why? And the Holy Ghost is saying, I'm just trying to get you ready for what's coming. I don't want to cast you out. I want to pull you back off of that shelf again and begin to apply. And I'm putting things in there. I'm letting you go through trials. I'm letting you go through tribulation. I'm letting you go through physical element of the body. I'm going to put you in a little short money time. Ooh. I'm going to make your bills get bigger than your budget. What's the purpose, Brother McClain? He's trying to mold you. Because there comes a time when the potter, he takes it out and he pulls it off one more time. And he tries to form it, but it just will not be formable. And he says, I'm going to cast you. I'm going to tell you something this morning. There's a place that we don't want to get to. You hear this preacher, after the things that God's done for everybody in this building today, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that's been in this building and been in churches around the world, we don't have time to put ourselves in a position. I'm not going to change. My job means more to me than this church. My job or my money or my position or power. I guess I can reframe that, ask you this question. What's the most important thing in your life this morning? Word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as same or seemed good to the potter to make it. There comes a time, my friend, when God has put you in that place. He's given you everything you need, but there comes a place that we get hard in our spirit. I'm preaching to break this morning. Don't worry. Don't be weary and well-doing. But say, oh, God, I want to be broken this morning. I want to have the power of the Holy Ghost to move upon me. Holy Ghost, let me preach it like I feel it in my spirit. There comes a place in the church we got to stand up. We got to stand strong. We got to stand tall. I know it's cold outside, but if you get enough of worship in your spirit, you're going to feel joy. If you get enough excitement in your voice, you're going to feel his hand. Romans chapter 9 and 19 through 24. Thou wilt say unto me, woe, doth he find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hear me this morning, somebody. Quit asking God questions. Look at your neighbor and ask him, why me? Come on now, some of you got to put a smile on. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say, put a smile on your face. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You don't know what I'm going through, Brother McClain. Oh, I don't know, but he does. And he gave you the Holy Ghost. He gave you the baptism of the Spirit to put joy in your heart. I feel the Holy Ghost. Some of you hardhead, I guess I'm going to preach hard this morning. You just eat it up. If you don't, oh well. I'm going to preach it like I feel it. We got to get a part of it. We got to get an attitude. God, let me be molded every day, every service, every time. I got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. What if God willing to show his wrath and to make his power known? Endureth with much long suffering the vessels of the wrath fitted to destruction, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. One of the parts that I feel so strongly that it's very, very tender is there's a place in the scripture that talks about the reprobate mind. Somebody better hear this preacher this morning. There's a very fine line between a reprobate mind and a pure mind. But we got to realize that we're still in the hands of God. And if we don't do accordingly to the will of God, we will be cut off. We're living in a world where there's people that think they're saved, but are we really complete in submission to God? Are we really submitted to God? Do we put more time in the things of this world than the things of the Spirit? Are we really caught up in living for God or caught up in living in the world? But my God that I serve, he has all power to change minds. And he sent this old man in here this morning. And I'm telling you right now, I feel in the Holy Ghost. He sent me here this morning to talk to every individual. If you're breathing, if you're living, my God has power to change your mind. But it has to come to a renewing of the mind. You've got to live in the Spirit. You've got to walk in the Spirit. We got to get out of this mode of these little 5-minute prayer meetings, these little 10-minute prayer meetings where we can talk to God and we can read our Bible for 5 minutes and we're saved. My beautiful bride made a statement. She's giving me those 2 eyes right now, and I'm going to give them back to her. She made a statement. The Lord gave her revelation that if you don't sweat, you're not pure. Something like that. Well, I know it's not medical terminology, honey. I'm not a doctor. I'm going to tell you something else about it. If you don't learn how to cry, if we don't learn how to cry, something's wrong with us. Jeremiah 5:19, and it shall come to pass when you shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in the land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in the Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people and without understanding, which hath eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. You better hear me this morning. There's some people in this building, you've got eyes and you've got ears. But are you really listening? Or now you're looking at the things of God. Are you looking at the things of the world? My friend, we got to get caught up in him and leave the world behind. We got to get caught up in him and leave our job behind. We got to get caught up with him and leave our flesh behind. Ooh, but I serve a merciful God. I serve a God that's ready to do something. He wants to do something. Deuteronomy 4:13, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, neither forget thee, the covenant of thy fathers, which he swore unto thee. There's Spirit raises up when preachers start preaching about conviction. And that's called the spirit of the flesh. You've got to be submitted to God. Oh, I feel it blowing up in my spirit this morning, church. You better get on board right now, my friend. There is a submission. We're living in a world that's caught up. We want it by the push of a button. We want the miracle when we say it because the Bible says it. But let me tell you something. It's a little bit and a little bit. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. Matthew 18 and 21, then Peter came unto him, said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? What did Jesus say? I say unto thee, until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Some of you men better look at your wife and say, forgive me. That didn't go over very well. I'm sorry. Okay, some of you wives better look at your husband and tell him, I'm sorry, honey. I'm rebuking that spirit in here that's tight in this building this morning. After the Holy Ghost we had last back on Tuesday night and the prayer meeting last night, it's time for this people to understand God's not going to wait on you to get excited about him. He's already done so much for us that we can't tell it all. He's forgiven us. There's blood on the cross. There's blood in the Calvary. And I'm telling you this morning, you've got to set aside. I am called to be a child of God, but my God can change your mind. Best thing about this kind of message is you just preach it. Let it fall. Some ground's good ground. Some's hard. Some just plain poisonous. It don't want to hear nothing. Leave me alone, preacher. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee, unto seven times seven, but unto 70 times seven. We got to change our attitude. 1 Peter 2 and 10, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now hath obtained mercy. When does mercy run out, my friend? When does grace run out, my friend? It's when God pours out his ability, his mercy, and his love, and through the man of God and the men of God and churches and messages and on the story goes, and we still sit there caught up in living. We're a place on this Sunday morning that the God of heaven in this house, he wants to help somebody. He wants somebody to receive mercy. He wants somebody to say, God, whatever you got for me to do, I'm ready to do it. I've got to quit making excuses. I've got to set my alarm. Ooh, I felt a bump in the Holy Ghost right there. I guess I'm going to pastor a little bit, all right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we can get up and go to work. We can set our clocks early, and we can get out of bed because that's our livelihood. I pulled out of my neighborhood early this morning, and I sat on that Queens Road looking down the drive, and I looked as far as I could see, there wasn't a car. I said, Lord, it's just me and you. I turned on Allergy Noah and I was driving to the sanctuary. And that voice spoke and it says, where are those who I desire to hear from? He said, Brother McClain, what are you talking about this morning? I'm pastoring right now to everybody, even online. It's time the church set yourself in position and say, God, if I'm really going to be who you want me to be, I've got to develop that relationship with you. I've got to get up on my day off. I've got to get up on the days of vacation. When I'm on vacation, Brother McClain, that's all right. Have you really put yourself in line with God? Are you liberally? My God, have mercy, help me this morning. Are you really serving God with your whole heart? God can change us if we allow him to. He wants to transform us. Romans 12 and 2, and be not conformed to this world.
Some people's already got hair lips right now. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. My bride told me, she said, the brain uses 20% of your energy, calories, that you take in. 20%. Well, if we could get as hard-headed for Christ as we are about our humanity. Thank you, heaven. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So the first thing I got to do is I got to develop relationship. I've got to be transformed. I've got to have a mind cleansing. I've got to have a complete reformation of who I was. I've got to become. Oh my God, have mercy. I'm going to turn around a few minutes. I've got to make a turnaround. I've got to make something. God, I can't do it by myself. But when I've got you and I say, God of heaven, I've got to have a renewing in my spirit this morning. I don't want to have to be put in a field like a cow. Feel it in here this morning. We got to quit questioning God. God has power to change, transform. He's ready to do it today. The omnipotence of God, God's unlimited authority to bring into existence or cause to happen whatsoever He wills. I said, whatsoever He wills. But you and I we are free moral agents. We've got the ability to make choices. But hear me this morning, people of God, God can bring things in your life that will break you. You were created to be a child of God. I'm gonna read you a little story. In spite of self, the way it was recorded, God. At one point in the life of William Cowper from the 18th century, he was an English poet going through the time and trial of life, unhappy. He became suicidal, decided to end it all. He went into his kitchen, he took poison. Anonymous amount, but very large, as he wrote. He said, it didn't work. I don't understand why. Then he said, I'm going to throw myself from the Thames River into the Thames River from the bridge. Suddenly, miraculously, he was restrained on the bridge and could not fall forward. The next day, he said, well, I've done the poison. I tried to jump off the bridge. He took a butcher knife and he said, I'm going to fall on it and break my heart. And as he fell upon the knife, the blade broke off. At last, he resorted on hanging himself. He got the rope and he hung himself and he was rescued when he was unconscious and he was revived. Following all the steps of the suicidal attempts, Cowper picked up a copy of the Word of God and began reading the book of Romans. He found himself and the one who had sustained him through terrible days and fitful nights, God Almighty. It was a Savior who eventually changed his life, and he wrote the hymn, God Moves in Mysterious Ways. This first stanza of which reads in this psalm, God moves in a mysterious way His wonders to perform. He plants His footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. God may try with all of His love and mercy to change our views into an individual desire. He created you and I, my friend, that we could look to Him and understand that His ways are past finding out. We will never understand all the answers, but you hear Bob McLean this morning. God has the power to protect you even when you're on your lowest point. God has the power to financially take care of you. I said he has the power. As Bishop preached a long time ago, what does it take for God or for you to become a devil? Are you ready to say, God, I'm sorry this Sunday morning. I'm ready to fulfill thy will and purpose. I'm tired of living on a pew and living in a world as an apostolic, but I'm not fully dedicated. Tired of being in that position where I can't hear your voice. I'm tired of living in that place where I'm not really in full instrumentation of what the Holy Ghost wants me to be. You said, Brother McLean, you can't preach this kind of conviction on Sunday morning no more. We're living in a new world. Oh, hear me this morning. There comes a time when God has to have something that will change our mind. It will reform us. It will bring something back to that place when we were caught up in drugs or alcohol. That's the problem with the church today. We don't know how to cry. Oh, come on now. I said, we don't know how to cry. We're so caught up in living in happiness and joy. Talking to the young men this morning, it was hilarious. I'm lighting it up just a little bit. But the Holy Ghost is feeding right now in some minds. So there comes a time when God drops a note and the word of God goes forth and the printer started printing beside me. We all looked at that printer. Jetri said, I'm going to pick that word up right now. I was talking about preaching about a barista and the coffee. We was laughing. Somebody tried to print something in another room and it came to the office. God will do things in our life to cause us to really, really think about what's going on. He really wants us to pay attention to what really is going on in life. But we get so caught up in pressure, stress, the anxiety of life. And God is telling this little preacher to tell you, maybe I should say fat preacher, to tell you, it's time to make up in your mind. I don't want the wrath of God. I want to live with his mercy. But only way I can expect to have mercy is I've got to be broken. I've got to be pliable. I've got to be willing. I've got to be ready. I've got to be instant in season, out of season. I've got to be full of the Holy Ghost and ready for whatever God tells me to do. How does God do that? It's when he knows that you've emptied yourself out and you're full again. And you come to the house of God. Preach it to me, Brother McLean. Give me another word. Give me a prophetic word. I need a word. No, you don't need a word. You need relationship. You need to fall in love with him again. And I'm not going to leave this place of relationship until I feel a release in the Holy Ghost. I feel it with everything within my church. There's got to be a breaking. There's got to be a remolding. There's got to be a mind transformation. On this Sunday morning, I'm finishing up right now. There's got to be a place in the spirit that somebody says, oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me. Change my mind. Yeah, I feel that spirit speaking out right now. There's a spirit of rebellion in the flesh. You said, Brother McLean, you don't understand. I pay my tithes. I give my little offering. I pray my little tithe 10-minute prayer meetings. But my friend, you better hear this preacher right now. You don't have relationship with God. You're justified in the flesh, but you haven't been with him in a long time. You hadn't had a relationship with God. How do I know when I get relationship? You get lost in his presence. I'm closing. I feel the Holy Ghost saying stop. I want to talk to us one more time about this right here, church. You hear this preacher. You hear this pastor. I know there's people from other churches, and your pastor's right, but McLean's wrong. But there is something missing in the apostolic church and the Christian world, and that's called praying and developing relationship with God. Before we can ever be broken, before we can ever fulfill the purpose of God, we've got to be in that position that I know how to get in his presence. I know how to develop that relationship. You want to have the prayer meeting that they had on the day of Pentecost? You got to go and tarry till you be endued with power from on high. You cannot profess it. You've got to possess it. You can't claim it. You've got to blame it. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody in this building right now. God's got an anointing on you. God's waiting for you, but he wants you to desire him more than you do the things of life. Musicians, come. She's already there. Praise God. That's like the Lord. Where is he? He's there. You're saying, how do I get to him, Brother McLean? You just quit worrying about everything else. There's no professional way to pray. Come on now. Brother Grant, say hello. Say hello. They can't hear you.
Hello?
I heard him. Gentry, say hello.
Hello.
Brother Black, say hello.
Hello.
I don't think any one of them said hello the same way. Heaven, say hello. Can you say hello? Hello, Lord. What's that illustration for, Brother McLean? Every voice is different. You got to develop a relationship that comes from you and God. You don't listen to what?
I guess I'm almost done. I'm closing real quick. If you listen to this man pray, you're probably going to hear him talking about horses and oil rigs.
But there's a sincerity because he developed a relationship 40-something years ago. Well, I guess it's probably further than that, probably about 60 years ago. If you listen to this elder pray, you probably hear a little bit of engineering, philosophy. Why? It's a different mindset. It's a different purpose. What am I talking about this morning? It's time the church gets excited. You don't know where I come from, Brother McLean, but God does. You don't know where I came, but God does. And when I fall in love with him, I don't have to worry about it. I enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And I say, oh God, I fall in love again. I'm going to love you. And when I get excited about it, and something starts burning. You want to know how Brother McLean's marvelous is I don't let the life, this life that I'm living in, this body, don't predicate my praise, because God never failed me. God never leaves me. He's always got the answer. He's always on time. I said, he's always on time. He's always ready. He wants to touch somebody's mind this morning. This altar's open. There's somebody in this building this morning. You're living in a despondent place. And God's saying, I'm here. I'm here. I'm ready. Don't come up here. Don't come up here just pouting. Don't come up here crying and say, God, you don't understand. He understands all things. He knows all things.
If you've got the ability, lift your hands up and say, Lord, your power that can change minds. I've heard it this morning. There's people in this altar right now, church, you hear me. They're looking for something from God. They're looking for a transformation. They're looking for something to reform their mind. I want you to pray with somebody if it's appropriate. Men with men, ladies with ladies. But I want us to pray together, body. Come on, come on. We got to lift up the voice of God. Come on, we got to lift up the voice of God. Father, I pray today there could be a transformation in the spirit. There could be a remolding in the spirit of the Almighty God. Let it flow upon every life. You don't need professional apostolics. You need sincere apostolics. Oh, oh, I give you all of me. Come on, that's it. Lift your voice. Lift up your voice with everything you've got. Please don't make excuses. Come on. Come on. Put everything aside this morning. Let it go. Let it go. God, I need you this morning. The power of God to remold. The power of God to make anew. Yes.
I give you all of me.
Oh, I give you all of me. I give you all of me.
I give you all of me. I give you all of me.
Come on, let's hear it. Come on, lift your voice up.
My Savior,
come on, pray with your heart. Pray with your mind. Pray with your spirit. Oh, I'll give you all of me. Yeah.
King Jesus, my Savior.
My Savior. Turn it around.
Hallelujah. If you have the ability, I want you to give God praise however you want to give him praise this morning. If you want to clap your hands and lift your voice, give it to him. God's power to change our mind comes through the dedication in our spirit. Come on, body. Come on. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you today for the body of Christ. I thank you for those that are online. Thank you for the dialing in of the Spirit. Oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to say this and I'm done today. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. That is present in your ability, in your place that you're standing right now. How many of you know I'm here right now because you can see me? It's kind of hard not to see this big old gray-haired man. But you hear this preacher. You can see me and you can hear my voice. Because I speak, and it goes across the sound. Even with the ring. But the importance of the body is to understand that he who you cannot see is ever present. It goes back to the deity. It goes back to the sonship. In the beginning, God. God. In the beginning. We're living in the same era. He's there. He's now. And he'll be then. We have to understand that when we walk into his house, we didn't come here to social gather. We come here to worship the King Eternal. The one that's still alive. Hallelujah. I want you to think about that. When you're going through your trouble tomorrow, remember he's with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tuesday night, for some that will not be here tonight, Tuesday night, Brother Phillips will be preaching for us. But tonight, Pastor's going to be preaching. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So good to have this family with us from that great, solid church. We love that man of God. He's a great man of God. Thank you for honoring us today to worship with us. But I want us to walk out of here today with our mind made up. God, I don't have to wait. You don't have to wait till you change my mind. But I'm going to change my mind with the ability that you gave me. Amen. Tell somebody something good.